Hello and welcome to the All Time Conspiracies podcast. I'm Robin, and with me this week are Alex.
Hello there, Robin.
And our special guest, Chris from 101 Facts.
My name's actually Steve.
We had Sam from 101 Facts on the other week, but Chris is actually the heart and soul, the brains behind the operation. You've heard his voice if you're a fan of 101 Facts.
He's presented like some of the videos.
And he also edits pretty much every video, right?
Yeah, practically.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here, because it would be nice to have your perspective as a fellow YouTuber on the biggest piece of news that we really want to talk about this week. Now, normally we would look at an older conspiracy in some kind of detail, and then we'd look at two news items. But this week we want to do something slightly different, because there's been a big announcement by YouTube this week, and we wanted to look into that and kind of express our thoughts regarding conspiracy theories on YouTube. And then we're going to be looking at some other news items about, well, it's a surprise, but it might involve time travel. Let's
sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know about these either, so I'm really excited.
And as always, we'll be looking at our favorite comments of the week, and in particular we'll be looking at your suggestions for the new name for this very podcast. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be finishing on our weekly quiz hosted this week by Chris.
Talk for a bit and ask questions.
Yeah,
that is exactly how it works.
Yeah, that's I'm good weird. At quizzes. I'm good at both of the
So Alex, you've looked into this. Yes. YouTube news. Tell us in detail about it.
Okay, so basically a lot of the YouTube comments were actually pointing this out to us. That was the first time I actually got caught wind of this.
Yeah, thank you guys for being on the ball and telling us about it.
Yeah, thank you. And then I looked it up, and basically YouTube put out a blog where they just kind of said, "We'll begin reducing recommendations of borderline content and content that could misinform users in harmful ways, such as videos promoting a phony miracle cure for a serious illness, claiming the earth is flat, or making blatantly false claims about historic events like 9/11. So basically what YouTube's trying to do, as you may know, YouTube alters the algorithm constantly, and we never really get warning of that. Yeah.
I think in their own words, they said they like to keep content creators on their toes. And yes, we've been on our toes for many years now with YouTube.
It's great messing with people's livelihoods like that.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
But now it seems like they are fully committed to going against conspiracy theories. And people, comments have like asked us what our take is on this and whether we're concerned. And the truth is, yeah, we are very concerned about this as a channel called All Time Conspiracies.
Yeah.
And I think the issue is whether they do it in a way that's like on a channel by channel basis, whether they judge content, like whether the content creators are putting out like a personal opinion and promoting like literal fake news, or if they do it by just metadata. And if it is just by metadata, like with the tags and the description and that kind of stuff, then that I think could pose a real problem. Like if they just suddenly stops up promoting any videos with the tags flat earth, even though the video, you know, doesn't promote flat earth, that could be quite detrimental to us and many other content creators' livelihoods, I guess.
I think what really bothers me is that they keep, as the media in general has been using for the last couple of years, since it became a prominent issue, particularly in the Trump campaign, is they seem to be conflating the term conspiracy theories with fake news.
Yeah.
And obviously there is some crossover there. But conspiracy theories, in my mind, are not fake news, because what they are is an alternative look at certain events, or better still, they are sometimes legitimately researched explorations of historical events that have an unsatisfying or unresolved official explanation. So obviously, on the one end, you have some extreme things that might seem silly, like lizard aliens. As a theory,
that's legit. Like, all the royal family are lizards, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the thing is, though, that that's the kind of thing where if it isn't true, then banning that kind of thought from public platforms like YouTube seems a little bit like censorship to me, because either you believe it or you definitely don't. There's no kind of middle ground with something as extreme as lizard aliens being the royal family. Right. It's either so nonsensical you don't believe it at all, or you passionately believe it. In which case, does it constitute fake news?
I mean, in that sense, it's faith, essentially.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Yeah, because you have such, I'm going to say, blinding faith, and not like trying to be non-offensive as much as possible, to a thing that you don't really have proof of. And so it's the same with religious conjecture, which might be the wrong word. But
no, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I you're right, sorry, about the misinterpretation of conspiracies, because it's not just spreading misinformation, and especially what you do on All Time Conspiracies, because you look at every conspiracy that you do in a video from a very, I think it's subjective, is that the right one?
Objective.
Thank
we,
you.
Well, we try to be objective.
From the
we
opposite try to, we of try subjective. To. And from a very objective angle, because it's you're helping promote information rather than
that's
this
what
thing
we try
is
to do,
absolutely
yeah.
real. Like, you're not Alex Jones. Like,
no, thank you. We try our very best to look at the evidence for and against every theory. And I think it's our viewers and our listeners would agree that when we have found insufficient evidence to prove something, we tend to say, on the balance of evidence, this probably isn't true.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think anyone who's watched our channel would know that, like, we tend to, in videos, say what the theory is, say what the evidence is, and then you come in with your famous however. And just 9 times out of 10, bring us back down to reality.
But on the other hand,
conversely,
and this is where I take real issue with the conflation of fake news and conspiracy theories as terms, conspiracy theories include real conspiracies.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's wrong with questioning the official narrative of certain events, like the reasons for going to war in Iraq, when there have been false flag attacks like the Gulf of Tonkin that led to the Vietnam War in the past.
Yeah.
You know, why should we... That's a conspiracy theory about Iraq, which is widely accepted as true now, that Bush and Blair lied to Britain and America in order to go to war in Iraq, right?
Mm.
And using the war on terror as part of an excuse for that. Even though it's not a proven conspiracy theory, it's still technically a theory, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But and it's more or less accepted that they lied.
Yeah.
And that certain people may have been silenced, whether violently or not, to hide that lie. Mm. And I think that's... that. And worries me that YouTube have announced this thing, and along with wider media and other social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook, which are cracking down on fake news, but seem to be lumping conspiracy theory with that, when there's nothing wrong with questioning certain narratives.
Yeah, well,
I think
exactly.
That's going back to censorship again, and YouTube trying to censorship more. And in some cases, I can see why they would want to censor more things, because of getting... what are they called? Advertisers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I think
they're overcorrecting quite a bit.
Yeah.
But like, it's definitely what they're trying to do. And YouTube Rewind 2018 is a heavy indication of that, where they're trying to show advertisers that this is what this is.
Mm.
And like, there's nothing wrong with that, but don't overcorrect, because before it was just like a big slew of whatever anyone wanted to do, and that's not fine.
I tend to agree, because like, the algorithm, the way that it's worked for years, is to try and get people to watch more content that they would be interested in, and that's where the famous YouTube rabbit hole comes into it. You know, when people say like, oh, 3 a.m, what am I watching on YouTube, like the 10th recommended video. And that's kind of true. What people have found in the past is that they'll start searching for something like space missions or that kind of thing, and it will come up on YouTube like after the second recommendation, like reasons why the earth is flat and that kind of thing. So I understand from that degree of like altering the algorithm to maybe have less of that kind of thing, but like you say, with real conspiracies and things that have genuine, what's wrong with questioning that? I can see why it might not be advertiser friendly. I totally understand that, but why you would remove that from suggested is kind of a really nefarious way of censorship in a way, because it's still allowing you a platform, but literally as this article says, this is from Wired, in other words, YouTube, like Facebook before it, is trying to appease both sides of the censorship debate. It's guaranteeing people the right to post their videos. It's just not guaranteeing them an audience, which I think is spot on, really. It's allowing people a platform but not letting anyone see that all.
I think going back to like the original blog post,
that's
very important that they actually have said something about it before it started happening.
So this is YouTube's blog post where they announced it.
I'm not going to say they've never done it before, but they don't do it. Like, they popularly, what's the term when everyone knows it?
They famously don't know.
Don't do that. Yeah. So it's very important that they have done that. And I think based on them doing it, they're by saying it, they're testing the waters to get a reaction.
Mm.
And I think, I'd hope what they do is in a very much similar way to how they've done the self-certification system.
Yes, that's
so. I'd imagine, say your channel got self-certified in a way that about conspiracies and that, you could list your information and saying like, this is fine because it's an objective opinion on a conspiracy. It's not just blurting that the water's turned the frogs gay. So
yeah, I mean, this is where I take some pride in our work. Which is where we try our very best never to be demagogues in any way. We're not trying to convert anybody to our point of view, partly because we try to approach everything with an open mind. And the only thing that you've probably gathered we don't have much of an open mind on, or at least one of us, is Alex's views on flat Earth are quite widely known now. He doesn't have much time for that theory.
It's definitely real.
But there's a reason for that. It's because Alex has done it. He's researched it. He's made videos about it. And he has looked at the evidence, and the evidence is he's found wanting. However, we try to approach everything with a very open mind, as you've said, thank you very much. And we try to look at both sides of the argument in as objective a way as possible, and we want you, the listeners and the viewers, to make up your own mind. And we try very hard, and we've told YouTube that after this news that they're going to crack down on conspiracy theories on YouTube, we've told them that we are objective, and we want the viewers to make up their own mind. And in particular, when something is false, when something is fake, we say it.
Yeah.
But when something is unproven, either way, you know, whether it's the government's version of events or the conspiracy theorist version of events, if it's unproven, we say it. And sometimes I fear that maybe that's misinterpreted by the big corporations like YouTube, who are concerned primarily with money and therefore with what advertisers term as advertiser-friendly. And so they're concerned with anything that seems to question authority, like the government. I think they like, oh, that must be fake news.
Yeah.
But it's not, because sometimes the government story is found wanting. I mean, is this going to affect one of the facts at all, Chris?
Maybe. Because
you've made at least two videos.
Everything seems to affect 101 facts in some way. Yeah. Like right now we're on an up, which is great.
Yeah.
But 101 facts was started around the time when YouTube wanted to push long-form content. That's the reason why it was made. And then all of a sudden it stopped pushing long-form content, and we suffered for a
very long time.
Probably 8 months, probably more than that.
Crikey.
And it's only just picked up again now for some reason, maybe because of Sam's charisma, but which he only has on video, trust me. And
wow, cutting.
Well, like I said before, if I'm going to go down, I'm taking everyone with me. going back, like, I think, just again, I don't know what I was going to say. You are educating people. And I think a stance that YouTube has made in the past, which I think they should stick to, is education comes first, among other things. Because I think, it don't think it applies anymore, but it used to apply. As long as a video was educational in the majority of way, it could be shown on YouTube. That could be there and accessible and watched and advertiser friendly. I don't think that works anymore, but I think that's so important. And that's, you are informing people about a thing. You're not saying this thing is real. You're not saying this thing is not real other than flat Earth. You're saying that this is a thing that exists, and it, look at it. Think about it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good distinction, actually, because we've said before, and we never invent the conspiracies on the channel. We never, like, come up with them ourselves. They're always
pushed it.
We can prove that because we've got the exception that proves the rule, which is our April Fool's YouTube conspiracy, which we talked about a couple of episodes ago. That's the only time we've made something up. Everything else has been thought of or created by somebody else, and we're just reporting their views and then examining their views.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
You are the news.
Well, no.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, that's far, not far. Maybe.
I mean, that's the other thing. Fans of our channel might have complained about this in the past. We don't tend to cover current events that much. We tend to look at things a few months after the fact, at best. I prefer to look at older, more established conspiracy theories because you've had more time to gather more evidence and do more research. Mm. If something like Pizzagate, and Pizzagate happened, there was no point us making a video in the 2 or 3 days after it became a thing because there just wasn't enough information. Mm. We couldn't make an objective video about it without more information. So we waited a couple of months, then we made a video about it. And to be honest, perhaps we should have waited until now to make a video about it because there's even more information now. But the viewers wanted to see something about it, so we made a video about it. But we waited until we felt that we had enough information to actually talk about it in any kind of authoritative way. And yet YouTube is more or less lumping us with fake news, which, as you said earlier, is related to this education thing. How do you learn about stuff you don't know about? Yeah. Unless you're already looking for it. And that seems... That makes another problem potentially on YouTube, which is joining this bubble problem that people have talked about a lot in the last couple of years. People living in their own social media bubble and only hearing the opinions that they want to hear. And if YouTube is now blocking conspiracy theories on its platform, then does that not potentially create a situation where unless people are specifically looking for something, they're never going to hear or learn about another point of view?
Exactly. You've got the kind of the echo chambers.
Yeah.
And this is just going to solidify those echo chambers. So people who are into that kind of thing are just going to be in their own little bubble. Mm. And people now are even less likely to see that bubble or hear about that bubble. So, I mean, it's a worrying thing. And people have asked us if we're concerned. We are concerned.
We are very concerned.
We've been in touch. And I don't know. It might have a profound impact on the channel, or it might, it was just a kind of throwaway line that they said in their blog post, but it all depends on how they're going to implement it, which I think we're just waiting to find out.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. And like I said, we've reached out to YouTube and we're waiting for a response from them about how this is going to affect us in particular. But, you know, I don't hold out much hope for those videos you've made about conspiracy theories and one-on-one facts turning up in people's feeds.
No, you should definitely watch One of the Facts About Conspiracies Part 2.
Mm.
Part 2 in particular. I didn't edit Part 1, so I don't care about it.
Didn't you appear on One of
Facts? Yeah, Robin appeared in it. You should watch it.
Yeah, I did some. You had me on as a guest. It was very nice. Very, very flattering. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Is there anything more you'd like to say about this issue? I think I've said my piece.
Yeah, I think based on the fact, like, how many subscribers does Conspiracies have?
Over 1.7 million.
Yeah, so you're a fairly established channel that's been going for a while that has consistently done well in terms of videos and views and not necessarily been demonetized for particular reasons. I feel like you might be next for self-certification, which I feel like another bit of that will be putting you back on recommended. Because anyone with eyes and ears who watches one of your videos will see that, oh, these aren't idiots. These are well-informed people who just want to let other people be informed. Yeah. I feel like that's...
Thank you. That's right.
Like if they have brains there at YouTube, which debatably has been a... Not debated, which has been a thing that's been debated. sorry. I feel like, it might be a rough for a bit, but I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I've got anything else to add to it. It's just, is what it is. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with it.
All right, then. Someone's an individualist, I see. So shall we move on to slightly more quirky news?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Is it about tacos? Can we get tacos? I want to get tacos. I really don't get tacos.
We could order in some tacos. By the time it arrives, I think this podcast will be over.
Actually, we're not an ASMR podcast.
Kind of getting hungry now you mention it. What you've done to me, Chris.
It's nearly lunchtime.
So in in exciting news. Very unrelated to what we've just been talking about.
Okay.
Tacos?
According to the Mirror newspaper, that's in Britain, A man called Noah.
Yes.
Identifies himself as a time traveler.
Oh, I think I know. I've heard of Noah. Yeah.
From the year 2030. Now, he's given out several stories in the last few weeks. Mm. But in particular, the latest one he's given out is related to Brexit, which we discussed last... I think we discussed it last episode. I can't remember now. Brexit is a big thing happening in the UK at the moment. I think even our US viewers and listeners have heard a lot about Brexit. It's all a big mess. Point is, it's going to have a very profound change, for the better or for the worse, on Britain. According to Noah, who says he's from 2030, but also says he has travelled to 2150, I think.
Nice.
So it's not clear which date he's referring to when he says this, but he says that Britain will rejoin the EU after having left it. So Brexit will happen, and then we're going to join it again. But when we rejoin it, we're going to rejoin the EU as part of a European superstate.
What?
Yep. Oh, and he says, there's a lot for me to say. First thing, the United Kingdom actually comes back into the European Union. The thing about the European Union in the future is that all the countries in the EU actually converge together into one giant country, and the UK kind of acts like a district in this giant country.
I mean, this is kind of like a common fear, isn't it, with the EU, that the EU is trying to make a big EU superstate. I'm not convinced that, like, they could ever do that. Each country has too much of a unique kind of culture. I don't think...
It's not like in America where at least they all speak primarily the same language.
Exactly.
So you can have a federalized country.
There's so much history in every country. I don't think they would ever be able to do that, and at least not before 2030.
Can we just go back to the time travel? Noah, if you're watching, I have questions. What is your device? Is it one way? Because you seem to be stuck here in a certain way. How does germ effects? Because when you time travel, you have future germs. And if you go back, that affects things. Do you have a device for that? Do you have a super cure? Is the super cure for everyone? Can I see the super cure? Take me with you!
Half an hour, Chris has been on All Time Conspiracies. Look what we've done to him.
I freaking love time travel so much. It's always done wrong in media.
Yes.
And I write about it a lot.
Yeah, he's published some books on Amazon, actually.
Two of them.
Two books on Amazon.
Book
involving
three
time travel.
Eventually. It's the first draft's finished. That features a time travel character very heavily who has an enchanted trench coat for reasons that are in the story. You should read them. Buy my books, please. They've done really badly.
What are they called?
From Start and His Rival. If you type in From Start into Amazon, you will not find it. You'll keep finding things how to learn Finnish. But His Rival you'll find pretty quickly. So,
although I feel like I should need to learn Finnish if we're going to become part of a European superstate.
Mate, it's true. That sounds so cool. Because, like, imagine how easy it would be to traverse around Europe. Like, there'd be no borders.
I mean, there is for most countries anyway. There's the Schengen Agreement?
Alex, don't make me an idiot. I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's part of what the EU already has, right? The open borders, you can just travel. Yeah.
All right!
Although it is a bit confusing. Like, I was on holiday last year in Austria, and I didn't realize it because of... This is the thing. In Britain, we don't have this problem because we're an island, and you forget that in Europe, you can literally just drive across a border.
Yeah.
And because of the open borders... It's just a road, and you don't realize you're in another country. And this is what happened to me. I went to Austria and arrived, Salzburg Airport, and then drove a couple of hours on the bus. I didn't drive. I was on the bus. Sorry.
So you stole the bus.
I stole the bus. Couldn't travel less slower than 50 miles an hour. So we were traveling to another place. Sorry, another place in the Austrian Alps, and it was a two-hour drive on the bus. And then at some point, we crossed into Germany. But I didn't realize this until we got stopped by some border guards, and they came onto the bus and they were checking everyone's passports.
Oh, damn!
And because I was speaking German, I didn't quite realize, obviously, because in Austria they speak German, and it was kind of, and my brain didn't quite catch up with the fact that they speak German not because they're Austrian, but because they might actually be German. Turns out they were, and we'd driven into Germany, and we had to cross the border into Germany. And when we crossed the border, we got stopped at kind of like a random lay-by in the road, and it was you know, I'm a fan of The Great Escape, and being stopped randomly, unexpectedly, and then having some German guards come on and ask for your papers was a rather, special experience. But yeah,
and so, then you got off the bus that you stole, and then you stole a motorbike.
I made the mistake of saying thank you in English. No, it was in Europe they have open borders, so I feel like it could work in that sense, right? You know, a European super state.
Yeah.
Does that mean that with us being an island and Iceland being an island,
yes,
they'll be connecting bridges, and like maybe they'll make big like if it's the year 20, when did he say it was a super state, in 2030?
Well, it was unclear. He says he's from 2030, but he also says he's traveled to 2150 or something. So, and he didn't refer to the year in which he's in which we're becoming a super state. I mean, I don't see us leaving the EU and rejoining by 2030.
That seems a bit.
Like, that's 11 years. Mm. That seems a bit too soon.
Unless it instantly happens and we instantly be like, nope, this was a huge mistake. Let's not.
Like 50% of the country said.
Yeah. In fact, we go full 180 and we're just like, we're leaving. And it's just like, no, we're joining and let's make a super state.
Yeah.
Let's federalize.
Like,
if
it is in, is it 2150? Is that the later data?
I think so, or 2120, something like that.
Yeah. At that point, I'd imagine technology hasn't developed in such a way that land masses can be created. So, like,
They're building them in Japan, aren't they?
So it's already a thing. But will it be so much of a thing that the North Sea will just not exist, and will be the ultimate super state, and will just eat countries?
That would be an interesting thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, in conjunction with climate change, whether or not you believe in man-made global warming, climate change is happening, and that prediction for that, though, is for sea levels to rise, right? So that would be quite an impressive achievement if we're not only covering the North Sea in land. I don't know where we'd find all that land from. Like, let's flatten the Alps and move them to the North Sea. Doing it in spite of rising sea levels. Although, actually, the British coast in many places is eroding quite fast, so I'm sure there'd be some places that are quite grateful if we suddenly filled in the North Sea. That's an interesting question. Because in America, they fly from coast to coast all the time, right?
Yeah,
they do that. Maybe we'd do the same over here. It's not really a problem.
The thing is,
What about instead of planes? Because something happens, I don't know. There's just trains everywhere, and it's just a huge locomotive situation.
Oh my goodness, that would take forever.
I mean,
wouldn't it be the best? You'd have like double-decker trains. So I'm really set on the time travel angle of this situation, and I'm not focusing on the proper bit.
EU. Well, time travel is interesting.
They've got double-decker trains already in Germany.
They're really cool. In the States, I want to go on them because I love trains. They just have such a cool aesthetic, and they're really nice, and they take ages. But also, the bullet train situation, which is great, by the way,
in Japan,
really fast. Yeah,
Chris, you've been to Japan.
Yeah, it's really good there. You should go. They're making it from Scotland to London, or something. So like, is it too far of a stretch that in 100-something years from now,
it could go
that
from,
will be a thing?
Yeah, I suppose, it could go from London to... Where's the easternmost city in Europe? Struggling to think of it. Let's say Prague.
Yeah.
I mean, you could fly to Prague in
the
2 hours.
The easternmost city, Istanbul.
But at this...
Oh, are they in Europe?
Yeah, it's on the border of Europe and Asia.
Yeah, Istanbul. Are they officially in Europe? I'm always confused about Turkey.
Oh, in the EU, then.
They're in the EU, but they're on the... But then at that point,
would they be part of the super state because we're just eating countries at this point?
Possibly. Yeah, they might be.
But then at the same time, with the train situation, if time travel is a thing, is it commercial at that point? And if it is commercial, is it too far of a stretch to think that teleportation is a thing?
Teleporting trains?
Yeah, it's so unnecessary.
Well, why is Noah the only time traveler who's come back? Like, what is... Yeah,
how do you know he's the only time traveler?
He's the only one who's gone public.
Well, he's the only one that's gone to the mirror. And bringing it back round to fake news and how YouTube is, you know,
interesting,
victimizing us.
National newspapers
like The Mirror are putting this stuff out. What's going on?
And let's be honest, Fox News is demonstrably guilty of this. The Washington Post and the New York Times are debatably guilty of the same thing.
You go to the weird section of any newspaper and you find stuff like this.
Yeah,
like,
how can they do it, but we can't?
Yeah, it's not fair, Robin.
Not fair at all. But time travel, was it Stephen Hawking, I think, who said that time travel is only possible forwards?
Not backwards.
Not backwards, yeah.
Yeah, or unless...
Well, I mean, someone from our present can only know so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess...
I mean, that's a good point.
Hopefully, some point in the future, we'll know. Oh, there's the other theory that we need to invent the time travel device, and then once we invent it, then like anyone from the future could come back. So it's like a grounding station, if that makes sense.
Maybe
so
once... Noah's going to invent it to fulfill a paradox.
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know. It's
all getting a bit weird.
Were you saying that, like, we won't...
So once we invent this device, we'll suddenly have loads of time traveler visitors, and that's the earliest that they can go back to.
Oh, I see. Because they physically need the device, or because...
Yeah, it's like a...
What's the thing where...
I don't know.
That's an interesting theory. I don't know about that.
When machines can make themselves. What's that called?
Oh, singularity?
That would be the time travel singularity.
Yes.
Maybe it's that. Maybe they need that influx of energy to be able to actually activate to the point that we need. What if it's already happened and there's already a time travel device that exists and we just don't know about it?
Well, this is the other thing. Like Stephen Hawking famously did that experiment where he held a party and invited time travelers to the party. He sent out loads of invitations on the basis that they would circulate through history. At some point, a time traveler would get the invitation and come to his party. Nobody turned up.
But importantly, he sent the invitations out a day after the party.
Yes. That's to test. But my question there was, if time travel, let's face it, time travel would be a very, very significant development. It would be, it would have profound consequences for humanity. So I'm pretty sure that if time travel becomes a thing, it will be regulated. Mm. Right. So all it takes for Stephen Hawking is someone to say, you remember that famous event where Stephen Hawking invited a bunch of time travelers?
Yeah.
Nobody go there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can go anywhere, but yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah, so I think there was a flaw in his experiment in assuming that time travelers were free to do whatever they like. You know?
Well, I'm under the impression that for time travel to exist, the multiverse has to exist. So,
You think parallel time or alternate realities are created every time you travel back. Yeah.
I think the best interpretation is every decision made makes a new universe.
Ooh, okay.
I think it's called N theory. I'm not sure though.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
So maybe we're just in the universe where one of the universes where no time travelers went.
That would be really sad if we're in the one universe that time travel didn't occur.
I mean, we're in the Trexit universe, so it can't get much sadder than that.
That's true.
How did we get to this point in the discussion from a simple Mirror article?
Because Noah's a time traveler!
Or alternatively, let me float an alternate suggestion
that
Noah might have just made this all up.
How dare you, Alex Brown?
Some people are accusing him of making it up. I think that's... I don't know why you'd think that, Alex.
So sad.
Seems don't take this away from me. I don't have a lot of things to be happy about.
Okay, he is a time traveler.
He is officially a time traveler.
They stood on our close cruises.
Okay, well, I'd actually like to talk about something really fun that's brought a lot of joy to my week, which is our viewers' and listeners' suggestions for a new title for this very podcast. So Alex and I and Martin, who's sadly not here today, have been scouring your comments. Some of them have been great. Some of them, to be frank, we're not going to consider as serious options. Let's go through a few. And please, on YouTube, comment on your opinions on these suggestions, and with your own suggestions. We might gather some more and hold it open to a vote. But also contact us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and please email us alltimeconspiracies@gmail.com with other suggestions if you have them.
And Chris, we'd love to hear your opinion on what you think podcast should be called as well.
You're like our market research, our test.
You're our focus.
I'll give an opinion on each individual comment. Do you want to do each individual word? Because I will do that.
Okay, we don't have to go into that level of detail, but if you want to. So Chris, what do you think of these suggestions?
Okay, so the one of the top comments was Stories from the Bunker as the conspiracy's name, which I really liked that.
Not
one.
Bad, actually.
That was from.
I'm expecting like not good ones. Like what the hell, guys?
That was that was from Quazdyn.
That's a better
Q W A Z D Y N.
That's an amazing name.
Is it?
It sounds like a Pokemon.
David Morwood says 2 beards and a chin cast. Which I also quite like.
It's even relevant today. Even though Martin's not here, we've still got 2 beards and a chin.
I mean, the thing is, if I ever decide to shave my beard off, doesn't work, does it?
No, it kind of generates...
I have to keep my beard
then
forever.
Then you have to change the name to one beard and a chin.
One beard and 2 chins. Or it just creates an air of mystery about, where's the second beard?
Maybe.
You know, yeah. Bid into a question mark.
I'm going to not do that. Thank you.
He never takes on my suggestions.
C4 Revenge, and this was a popular title name suggestion, said, how about Conspiracast?
It's a good one.
Which we do, we like that idea.
We like that a lot, yeah.
But I think it has already been taken. I think it's already a conspiracy
That's
podcast.
That's a shame.
But don't go and watch it. It's not as good as ours. No, yeah, I haven't listened to it. It could be really good.
With full authority, this one's better.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
we've also had Harry M. suggested Pondering Podcast.
Which is good.
It's good, yeah.
I mean, that's algorithm-friendly right now, so.
It's called what we do. We ponder. Yeah.
I mean, quite like it.
Yeah, it's not bad. Zachary Arnold endorses the Conspirators Crew Podcast.
Which is, yeah, again, great suggestion. Yeah.
I don't know if Zachary suggested it. I can't find the original comment, actually. But yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
And then Quizzle, Q-W-Y-Z-L, that's a great name, Quizzle, has suggested coffee cup conspiracies.
I mean, okay. Again, it kind of limits me. I have to have a coffee every single time I...
Cup has to be capable of holding coffee.
Okay.
Oh, then I can't be on that conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's true.
Again,
yeah.
I quite like it.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of coffee cups, Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie Pegg asks, where do you get the free replacement if the seal on your mug breaks? But specifically, he typed it all in caps, so I think he's desperate to know.
How would that read if it was said?
So he's like, where do you get the free replacement if the seal on the mug breaks?
So he's talking about this very mug, which I had last week. I still have my Joker mug, for those of you who are fans of that. It just happened to be using this one. The company who makes it, you just email them and they'll send you a replacement seal for your coffee mug if it breaks.
Well, there you go.
The company's name is something I've forgotten. I will tell you if you ask in the comments. I will answer
or follow All Time Conspiracies on Twitter. And then,
when they were with that one, I was like,
wait, seal? Is it the animal, the Pokemon, the team of
no
people?
No the,
what are you talking the, about? The, yeah, as soon as I saw that cover, I was like,
where do you get the seal?
Yeah, that's like, is it on the side? Is it the seal? As in terms of All Time Conspiracy seal? What are we talking about? Yeah. There's too many.
My royal seal.
I was really confused. I know people call mugs cups, even though they're mugs and they are not cup. That is cup. That is mug.
That's true.
I will fight anyone for that, and I have done.
Yeah.
So I was very confused. I thought
that's a strange hill to die on, Chris.
I don't
the distinction
things,
between
I
mugs
do
and
not
cups.
Do things by halves.
He
you
does
know
not.
This
is true. Yeah. Otherwise, one fact should never get made.
No.
But yes, thank you for your suggestions and keep them coming in. They're great ones. I don't know what my favorite is at the moment. I do quite like stories from the bunker. In fairness, that is quite a good suggestion.
But in all fairness, they're all really great, and I can't pick a favorite. So please do comment with your favorite, not only of the ones we've mentioned, but any suggestions you have in the comments on YouTube, or message us again on Facebook, Instagram, or Gmail, or Twitter with your ideas and with your favorite of the ones we've suggested. We'll come back next week with an even shorter shortlist. I felt like since Martin isn't here today, we felt it would be a bit inappropriate to have our kind of final shortlist without Martin. So, stay tuned for more. I'm excited though that you guys have got great suggestions, and so many of them we never would have come up with ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just too good. Anyway, shall we have a quiz?
Woo! Yeah, quiz.
Nice.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Let's do some talking and answering of questions.
So Chris has graciously prepared this week's quiz.
Yes, I have. Show us your buzzers. I'm trying.
All right, buzzers. I've gone for my classic.
And I've gone for the dramatic gopher. Am I right in thinking, Chris, this is the usual 10 questions and a bonus round?
Yes. And a tiebreaker.
Excellent. Lovely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I can't remember. I think Alex has done really well this year. I think he won every quiz he's been in.
I might just have. Yeah. I might just have.
I have definitely lost at least one, if not two.
Defend your title, Robin.
Defend my loser's title.
I mean, you could never define the winner if you don't have a loser. So.
True. I'm performing a public service by losing.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So question number one.
Okay.
How old is my mum?
Is that a real question?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Anyway, real question number one. What is the highest viewed television broadcast in British history?
Ooh. Highest viewed
television broadcast.
I don't know why I thought of this, but is it like Michael Jackson's funeral?
No.
Oh. I thought that would be like really popular.
Ah, see, now you've planted an idea in my head. Okay.
Yes, Wilhelm.
Thank you. I've got to go with it now. Princess Diana's funeral?
No.
Damn it. See.
Okay. Well, so you want a clue?
Yeah.
You are thinking far too current.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, can I?
Black current.
Oh, I shouldn't have.
Go on.
Do it.
Is it like the first broadcast ever?
No. I had to think about what is the first broadcast ever.
No, that was stupid. That was really stupid. I think two people witnessed that. How do you know?
Were you there? Are you older than you think? Is this a new conspiracy? Are you a time traveler? I'm still set on this time. Well, I love
he's a time traveler, yeah.
Our audience is probably screaming at us right now.
Yeah,
probably. I don't know. What's the answer, Chris?
The answer is the 1966 World Cup final.
Oh, bloody hell. Honestly.
My clue was going to be it's something that I think is stupid. So
yeah, sports. So,
well, specifically
sports, I mean, I should have guessed that. Mm. I mean, it's still astonishing. That's 66. How many people had TVs back then?
Yeah,
at least four.
True,
at the very least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
0-0. 0-0. Still.
Yep.
Well, I like this question because it has cool letters in it.
Ooh. Okay. Mm,
that is also used in Kingdom Hearts a bit too much. This isn't to do with the answer, this is to do with the question.
Okay.
Question number two. The mysterious planet X is thought by some to be on a collision.
Sorry, that came a bit too early. What's the question?
I remember you've got to give your answer.
Is it thought to be on a collision course with Earth?
That is part of the question, yes.
Oh, damn. Nibiru, is that the answer? Is it?
Yes, it is, Alex Brown.
Is it?
What is it also? What is it also known as?
Yeah.
Alex Brown has a point because he just couldn't wait.
I mean, I was going to get that answer, but well done for recovering.
From it was a bit too early. Your
early peak. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Nibiru, when will you grace us with your presence?
Been waiting so long.
When will it end?
When Nibiru arrives.
It was so hard to hold that straight face.
Okay.
Question number three, and maybe I'll get to say all of it this time.
Okay, we'll see.
It's a maths question.
Okay.
Oh, great.
No calculators. What is the square root or... I wrote it wrong. What is the square root of 1296? 1,296.
I don't know square roots. I'm rubbish at maths. 1,296.
What?
Okay. What? Okay.
Why would you
Chris,
write that?
Why did you do this to us?
Okay. I'll count down from five, and when I say zero, you can go onto your calculator.
The square root?
Yeah.
That is...
So something times five, itself gets you 1,296.
Four.
1,296. Three, two, I'm just going to have a guess.
Okay.
24.
You are crazy close.
Should we do closest wins?
Yeah.
Okay.
That just because it gives me a chance. I'm going to say 23.
Alex Brown.
Damn it.
Is closer.
Yes.
By 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. So 36.
Yeah.
Fast maths.
That was good maths.
Yeah.
So Alex Brown. This week, a boy in North Carolina was lost in the woods for 2 days while search parties frantically looked for him.
Yes.
When he was found safe and well, what did he say he had been doing for the last 48 hours?
This might be a bit stereotypical and it is a guess, but is it playing Fortnite?
I wish it was.
Oh, okay.
Because that would be hilarious.
You know, it's another one where I read this article and I completely forgotten it.
I believe in
so that. I think the answer is masturbating.
Is it masturbating?
He didn't say that, but he might have been. He said he was hanging out with a bear.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that, in fairness. Just hanging out with a bear.
Is it just playing along with Jungle Book?
See, Mowgli.
I like that. I hope he's made friends with that bear and he will have long, long lives of happiness together.
Bear necessities.
Just hanging out with a bear.
Did you see the... And this is on a tangent, but did you see the Netflix Jungle Book?
I haven't seen it.
Mowgli, no.
Yeah.
Is that any good?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well.
Yeah, it's just Andy Serkis going like, I want to be gritty.
Yeah.
And like, Mowgli just has the one of these doodle lips and it's like... Bleh, bleh, bleh. There's no singing in it, which makes it better, but
yeah,
it's still 2-0 to Alex Boone. Question number 5.
Okay.
There's been a campaign this week to change the name of fire ants, since that name covers over 36 different species of ants. But what name has been proposed as an alternative and had gained over 16,000 votes?
Oh, no. My answer was really boring. I was just going to go for red ants.
That's another type, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad, that was silly.
I love this answer, though.
Okay.
I identify with this answer quite a lot.
I am genuinely clueless.
Think of the stupidest thing.
You got to give us better clue than that.
That's a vague clue.
Okay. Think of a girl band in the 90s, and it's shockingly similar to that.
Spice Girls?
That is the girl band I'm thinking of, but...
Spice Ants.
I buzzed in, actually. Ants?
Not.
Oh, no.
Come on, I really wanted to get this because it's just
ants.
Great.
It's just spice.
You're getting closer.
Spice Girls Ants. Spicy no. Ants.
Stop thinking about the girls. Okay, what...
Pepper Ants.
No.
Paprika Ants.
You're closer with spicy.
Chili Ants.
Spicy is the right word.
Spicy...
Come on, it's
not spicy ants.
It's a huge meme that I love and isn't used enough.
Ainsley Harriet meme.
No.
Ainsley ants. I don't know.
Oh, spicy boys!
No.
Spicy boys!
They want to change it to spicy boys.
16,000 people. And I wasn't one of them, and I'm disappointed in myself.
Nice.
Well, Boaty McBoatface strikes again.
I would have made multiple accounts.
Oh, wow.
Boaty McBoatface face. I forgot about Boaty McBoatface face.
Maybe we should name our podcast Spicy Boy Podcast.
No. You know, it might. There's some pepper in our podcast.
Yeah, sure. You know, you should make sure you always have chili powder right at the front.
Yeah, Spicy Boys. There we go. Yeah. Sorted. New name. Nice. No need to vote, people at home. Just don't bother.
Okay. Vote for if you want it, and vote for if you don't want it. And if you don't want it, don't vote.
Okay.
Next question.
How many legs does a ladybird have?
Ooh.
Mm.
6?
Yes.
Yay.
Oh. I thought it was a trick question. Oh, fair enough.
Robin McLugling has 1 point, and Alex Moore has 2 points.
Hey, 2-1, I'm catching up.
Yeah. Which period, question number seven.
Okay.
Which period of the dinosaur age came first? My mum or my dad? There's two options.
Okay.
Triassic or Jurassic?
Well, yeah.
This is literally a 50-50 guess. I genuinely don't know. Is it the Triassic period?
It is the Triassic period.
That's annoying because I actually knew that.
Alex
Boone. I just slow on the buzzer.
Sorry.
That's all right. Sorry, no, you deserve it. You deserve it.
And now you have... Just should I slowly devolve? You have 3?
I do have 3.
3 points?
3 is correct.
I have 1.
But Robin, I believe in you.
Thank you, Chris.
Either way, I believe in you.
Thank you.
To win or to lose, I believe in you. Question number 8.
Well, hey.
If you hit a wayward shot in golf, what phrase should you shout?
Oh.
2, 4, or my mum? 6.
4 is a thing they yell.
Yes.
Yeah. Yay!
4?
Yeah. 4? Yeah. I thought that was a good thing, but apparently it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I thought that was a good thing.
You're doing it, Robin. Yeah. You have a potato. 3-2 answers, 2 points.
3-2 to Alex.
Yes.
And we're on the penultimate question.
You can still win. You can still bring this back. You've got two questions. You can. You've got two questions. You can still win.
No, your skills are beyond me, Alex.
Okay. So
I have the high ground.
Yeah. Number 9.
Ooh.
Who's older? My mum or my dad? Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones or presenter, MMA commentator and comedian Joe Rogan?
Oh. Well, yeah. Again, 50-50 guess. I'm going to go with Joe Rogan.
You are correct.
Oh, yes,
man. I knew that one as well. You just beat me to the punch.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a sore loser, by the way. I'm just saying. 4-2.
4-2.
4-2. Yeah. And no, one question left.
With no way of bringing it back.
Can't do it. So he's conquered already.
You do it. Rub chili in the wound. Rub chili powder because you're the spicy boy.
Way.
Mm.
All right, then.
Number 10. Who is the oldest ever president elected into office?
Is it Donald Trump?
No.
Oh, can we have a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just check this to make 100% sure. He is.
That's a clue.
Are you sure it's? Are you sure it's a man?
He is a 20th century potato president.
Oh.
Hmm.
Eisenhower.
No. Damn. I expect to scream.
Oh yes.
Lyndon B. Johnson?
No. I don't know. I've got the answer in front of me. Why don't you think about it?
Seriously?
Is it Harry Truman?
No.
Oh, what?
I think at this point, we're just not really.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to get
it. Who is it?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
He was 73 years and 274 days old.
Well done for trouncing me, Alex. You are undeniably the victor.
GG.
You did it, Alex.
Good game. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
But yeah, what a great quiz. Thank you, Chris. And thank you for being on our podcast.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. I've had a great time learning about time travel and other things.
Well, generally, your insights, particularly on the YouTube issue, were wonderful. It's nice to have you on.
I'm glad I had something to say because I was a bit worried that I'd be like, I don't know.
Well, it's just a podcast. It's a casual get-together discussing conspiracy theories and you know, the news. You're at home, please tell us your thoughts on the latest YouTube news as well as the time traveler. Do you think Noah is a real time traveler? And if you enjoyed this podcast, then please check it out on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and which has links to all our other platforms that this is going out on, as well as on YouTube. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. And please comment with all your reactions and all your suggestions to our potential titles of this very podcast. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, email us at alltimeconspiracies@gmail.com or comment on YouTube.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, guys, or listening.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, bud.